He went back. As he ran, he felt a reverberation under his feet, the shudder of something very heavy landing on the stone floor. Close by? Impossible to be sure. He hesitated, almost ready to give up, but some impulse kept him moving forward.
Samuel!
He shouted, voice cracking. And this time, he finally gained a response, a strangled attempt at speech, half choked with a sob. On the left, only yards away in the darkness,
get the light.
Mach, one of only two natives left, the others all dead or deserted or lost, grabbed the candle on the floor and followed George as he felt his way along the wall in the direction of the sound, keeping his rifle in position, trying to hold it steady, though his arms were exhausted and his nerves shot. There, in the dying glow of the candle, Samuel slumped on the ground, something in his hand, which he scratched against the wall, a knife. Blood on the handle, blood over his shirt and face too.
For God's sake, George said. I told you to follow.
The man didn't seem to hear. He kept at his bizarre, pointless task.
We leave now or we die.
Mach, too, pleaded with Samuel to move. He got no more of a response. Another scream from deep within the cave. A long, fading, and even more horrific sound than the one before. A sound that said whoever made it would not be capable of a noise of that kind for much longer. Losing patience, on the edge of outright panic, George gestured to Mach, and they lunged forward, each grabbing one of Samuel's arms. They pulled, tugging him to his feet.
No!
Samuel shouted.
I must finish it.
They ignored him, yanking with failing strength, hauling the man back the way they had come. They stumbled together along the corridor, using each dim candle like a rung on a ladder. Finally, they were able to see a faint glow ahead, narrow, dark blue, a silver of dawn from the outside. But they could hear something too.
Go!
Samuel said brokenly.
Just go! Leave me!
George grabbed the man's arm tighter and yanked him into something like a run. Mach kept shoving him from behind, but cried out, a shout, and then a scream. George glanced around and saw the man suddenly disappear, yanked back into the darkness, eyes and mouth frozen wide. George and Samuel ran as fast as they could toward the light, putting their souls in the hands of God.